14. Margaret is just returning to her office.
Hi, Peggy. I'm back. Thanks for covering the phones for me.
Boy, I wish I had an office like this. Never a dull moment. Something's always going on here. Except I don't see how you ever get any work done.
Well, were there a lot of calls?
Not so many. 4, I think. Let's see. Steve called. He wanted to know how long it would take to have 10 copies of the new survey report made. He said he'd call back this afternoon.
Okay.
And you had a call from a Mrs. Henderson. She's supposed to have a meeting with Mr. Russo on Friday. And she'd like to have the meeting postponed until next Tuesday. And let's see. Oh, yes, Mr. Fisher called from the Research Institute. He didn't say what he wanted. He'll call back. And Mr.
Johnson didn't call?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Now, what did he call about? I remember. He said he'd made the arrangements for the interview. He'd like to have it scheduled for next Thursday. I was talking to him when David came in, and I guess I forgot to write the message down.
David was here?
Yeah, but he wasn't in a very good mood.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know how he is, always joking about everything. But today he was really serious, different. He seemed like he was worried about something. He was in a big hurry to see Mr. Russo.
Oh?
He was in there quite a while. I was on the phone when he left. He walked right by me, didn't say a word.
Well, thanks, Peggy. I'd better get to work. I've got to get some reports typed up for Bob. I promised I'd have them finished by 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I've got to get back to my office. By the way, there's a meeting going on in Mr. Russo's office, and he left word he didn't want to be disturbed.
Oh? Who's he meeting with?
Grace and Tom.
You mean Tom Hackett from personnel?
Like I said, never a dull moment around here. Remember what happened the last time he was up here? Marcia got fired. I wonder who it's going to be this time. David?
No, of course not.
I hope not. He's a good guy. It would be too bad. Well, I've got to go. I'll leave your phone messages here on your desk. See you later.
Yeah, see ya.